Okay, so I wanted to start off the Nuzman with a discussion of Hilchos Suda and various aspects that relate to Hilchos Suda. In particular, we'll start off with Hilchos Netilas Yadayim before you eat bread. When it comes to Netilas Yadayim, first of all, Netilas Yadayim is one of the seven mitzvos derabbanon. The rabbis created seven mitzvos say derabbanon. Does anyone know what those seven mitzvos say derabbanon are? Rabbinic mitzvos. I'll get you started. Netilas Yadayim is one. Hanukkah is two. Very good. Neros Hanukkah. Purim is very good. Number three. What? Brachos. Making brachos before you eat. That's number four. Very good. Who said Eruv? Very good. Eruvin. Eruv Tafshilin. Eruv on a community. That's another one. Very good. Two more. Okay, the other one will be saying Hallel. Hallel is a mitzvah sase derabbanon. And lastly, Neros Shabbos. Women, when they light candles, that is a mitzvah midrabbanon, according to most Rishonim, and that is the seven. So you have mitzvah derabbanon, and there's a tremendous chiddush, is that we even make a bracha on these mitzvot, asher kedishanu b'mitzvot b'tzivanu, even though it's not a tzivah Hashem, but since Hashem commands us to listen to the Chachamim, we can go ahead and make a bracha of Asher Kedishan of Mitzvos of Itzvan. So we're going to focus on the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. So when it comes to Tumah in general, Minat Torah, Tumah in general demands either your whole, it's all or nothing. You can't have just my hands being tummy, just my legs being tummy. If my leg is tummy, my whole body is tummy. If part of my, you know, it's all or nothing, the whole body is one entity when it comes to Tumah. And therefore, when a person has real Doraisa Tumah, even if it just affected his leg, his whole body's tummy, the same way that your whole body becomes tummy, so you have to cure the tumma in the very same way by being tovel your entire body. You don't just tovel your leg, you're tovel your entire body. That's when it comes to tumma d'oraisa. However, you have a certain category. Here we have the din of tumma midirabbanan, and the rabbi singled out the hands as a unique limb that can absorb tumma on a rabbanan level. And therefore, you can just have tumah on your hands, and you can just cure the tumah on your hands by dealing with your hands, by being notel yadayim. And basically, midrabbanan, the rabbi said, since your hands are what we call yadayim askanios, they get into a lot of things. A, they get dirty a lot, even though tumah does not have to do with dirt, but they do get dirty a lot. Plus, they can handle tumah matters quite a bit. They yadayim askanios. Therefore, Chazal said that hands can have a unique din of tumah. Now, the halacha midrabbanan of hands having tumah really had a staged process. During the bayis rishon, the din of tumah on your hands, if you had tumah on your hands, you could not come into contact with any kachim in the Beis HaMikdash. During the bayis rishoni, it was expanded to any kind of truma. If a kohen had tumah on his hands, he could not come into contact with any truma, just tumah on the hands. And then after the Churban Bayis Sheni, Chazal incorporated a new halacha that anytime you want to eat bread, we assume that the hands are tamei, and therefore you have to go ahead and wash your hands. What is the reason for that takanas Chazal? Two reasons. One reason, this is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Kuf Nun Ches Sif Katan Aleph. One reason for the halacha of washing your hands is because a connection. The Chazal said when a Kohen wants to eat Shuma, he has to wash his hands. We assume his hands are Tameh. And in order to, in a certain sense, encourage the Kohanim, so Chazal made a blanket, expanded it out to all of Bnei Yisrael. Anytime they come into contact with bread, when they eat bread, they have to go ahead and wash their hands as a chizuk, if you will, to the Kohanim. That was one reason. And the second reason is, and this is what I want to elaborate a little bit now, is we generally view the Torah's vision of eating is it's considered to be something of Kedusha. Mealtime is a matter of Kedusha. And there's a very fundamental hashkafa, the Maharal develops this quite a bit, is that when it comes to something like eating, eating could be driven purely by taivas, or it could be endowed into something that is going to help me with my Kedusha Sayom. It's going to help me with my Asiyah Samitz. When we sit down to a meal, you can approach that meal in one of two ways. One way you can approach the meal is I'm hungry, I have a desire, and I'm going to go ahead and eat to fulfill that physical desire that I have. And then it's, at best, it's a Dabar HaRishus. However, one can go ahead and approach his meals as this meal is going to go ahead and strengthen me to accomplish many things during my day. And now my meal is no longer a davar harashus, but now my meal has been endowed with a sense of kedusha. And therefore, Chazal incorporated many halachos into meals to help us frame the meal as a davar shebekdusha. And one aspect is to understand that your hands are in their natural state. They handle a lot of different things, a lot of dirty places, and therefore they are tameh. To approach a meal with a proper sense of kedusha, so go ahead and first be metahir your hands. And now I can approach that meal from that vantage point of kedusha. The hands are the vehicle of asiyah, and to go ahead and convert the meal into a meal of kedusha is why we go ahead and wash our hands first. The Gemara Maseches Sota Dav Dalet makes an absolutely stunning comment. Striking. Kol ha'ochel balina tilas yadayim ki'ilu ba'al isha zona. If a person went ahead and ate bread without netilas yadayim, it's akin to being boel azona. What is the connection? Very, very striking. So again, many different ideas. Perhaps I'm happy to hear your thoughts. But one very basic thought is bia has context of mitzvah and has context of tremendous avera. You have a bias mitzvah, you can have a bias nus, and it could be one extreme to the other. You go ahead and in the context of marriage, it's a mitzvah, purvu, etc. In the context outside of marriage, so then it's biasnus, it's a terrible, terrible avera. So achila can have the same exact qualities in the context of a proper mindset and fulfilling the mitzvahs that connect to the meal, so then it's a tremendous mitzvah. It could also be just a satisfying a physical urge. It has those qualities, and therefore, in the same sense, that if you eat without putting the meal into a context of kedusha, so then it's just physical desires. Then it's just my own passions. Similarly, if a person's boel azon, it's his own passions. There's nothing kadosh about it. It's a tremendous, tremendous avera. So perhaps that's what the Maral explains. That's exactly what netilas yadayim is supposed to help us. You sit down to wash to a bread meal. Again, a bread meal is the kind of staple meal. You're endowing this meal now with a sense of kedusha. So in general, when you're going to eat a bread meal, you have to wash. The halacha is, this is a din in the person eating the bread. So whether you're, let's say, for example, you have an elderly person who can't eat by himself. So he's going to eat the bread, and I'm going to go ahead and feed him. So I'm handling the bread, he's eating the food. The halacha is, do I have to wash until the time because I'm handling the food? The answer is no. The answer is no. The answer is no. It's a din in the eater. It's a din in the eater since he's eating the bread. Because again, this same idea perhaps is that we want to convert the achila, which is an agashmi act, into an act of kedusha, and therefore, even if I'm not touching the food or I'm feeding someone else, I still have to go ahead and wash my hands. It's a shem of the next couple of days, we'll elaborate on the halachos of netilas yadayim. Have an excellent day.